后回来就是在家里待了十几天，然后1月1号晚上他就坐所谓的 red eye， 就是晚上的飞机就回到纽约。那我不晓得你们有一些成人的孩子的人，就是通常到了他们报平安都是用简讯 they text you when they get there safely。 可是那个1月2号早上呢6:20我就接到一个电话，然后他说妈妈，我说怎么啦？他说我站在这个大街上，然后我的行李，然后我的背包，然后我的皮包全部没有了，我的 wallet 也全部没有，我身上一毛钱都没有，给那个计程车司机带走了。那我就说哦 ，OK， 然后你人还可以吗？他说可以。然后我说那现在下一步呢？他说，他已经打电话给那个 Yellow Cab Company。他说因为那个司机不知道怎么去他住的地方，因为他为了要省钱，所以从机场坐了 shuttle bus， 然后到了曼哈顿，然后从那边才想坐计程车回Williamsburg， 然后可是有些司机不晓得那在哪里，他说所以他司机请他下车，所以他一下车急着去拿行李，拿了他的背包就没有拿他的皮包，所以所有的证件全部都在里头，身上没有一毛钱。那我就说 OK， 那我说警察呢？他说警察不接电话，因为大概纽约的警察只抓真的是重犯，不抓这种事情。然后那个计程车的公司告诉他说，因为你没有搭这个车子，所以他们也没有记录，所以 most likely it's gone。 然后他当时他也我没听到哭声，也没有听到什么。那我就说好，那他说那他找他的室友来接他，因为他没有钱。那我说那就你就这么做。然后我那时候第一个反应就说 OK， 我们要怎么做，然后开始就跟我先生在那边写下来他皮包里头有什么东西，然后需要去 cancel 什么 credit card。 做到一半就想到说那我还是先祷告吧，那我就跟 Peter 讲说我们就祷告吧，然后我就求神。当时的祷告很清楚的就是说没有想要找回这个东西，但是心里还是有一个祷告说求神给他平静安稳，然后呢也希望神激动这个计程车，就是如果说他有这个这个好心，钱什么都没关系，至少那个什么那个 ID 全部都可以还给他这样子。然后后来祷告完之后，其实我这整个过程我都很平静，我只是很担心他是不是有什么很害怕或是什么。然后就是在祷告完他又打电话来，他说他的室友已经接他，他们在那个计程车上面要回家了。然后当时我一想就想，我说那你公司的电话呢？你知道年轻人就是这样，所有的东西可以丢到，就是那个手机还没丢掉，然后手机他一直握在他身上。所以我就说哎，那但是你公司的那只手机呢？他说对哦，在那个包包里头。他说他要去 track。 然后等到他一打电话，他还没有 track， 他打电话去，很奇怪，一个女生接电话，他说 I have your bag and I'll give you my address, just come over and pick it up。 然后那个时候，然后他打电话回来告诉我说 praise the Lord。 Peter 说怎么可能这么快，才前面祷告几分钟，我们并没有期待这样子的结果。然后他计程车就转回去，转到那个女生的做事的地方，她是一个 hair salon 的一个 receptionist。 然后他就说他下车之后呢，他就坐到他那个计程车，然后他就看到那个包包，他的反应就是把包包拿了，那他准备就是说去想办法联络到他还给他这个包包。那没有想到我女儿她公司的电话还在里头，然后也还有电，然后她就接到这个电话，然后她就马上去她做事的地方，包包在一个小时之内就拿回来，她就回到家。那我感谢神的地方就是说真的是赞美神。不是每一件事情都会有这种结果，大家知道丢掉的东西99%都是找不回来的。然后但是呢，我觉得就是说在这个新年，这是一个警钟哈，给所有尤其要出门旅行的人，就是说 you need to be even more alert about your environment and then also everything not just yours, your families. And then the second thing is 就是我觉得神做事的这个时间跟他的 timing 是我们想象不到的，因为他如果早一点打，因为很可能这个司机根本不晓得他包包留在后面，所以他早一点打电话，可能司机就知道有一个包包，可能就没有了。然后也感谢神，这个女生她一点都没有贪心，她里头有一些钱，刚好是过圣诞节有红包，有 gift card everything， 然后 然后还有他公司的手机，就是加加起来大概也不少钱，所以感谢神，这个女孩子也没有贪心。那我的女儿想要 do something for her， 她什么都不要。那真的就是说，感谢神，在这个新年的第二天就给她这么大的一个功课。但是对我们做父母的来讲，就是我们感谢神，因为在箴言里头说，敬畏耶和华的大有倚靠，他的儿女也有避难所。所以不管我们的儿女是不是可能有一些我们的孩子还不是信主的人，但是呢，敬畏耶和华的人大有倚靠，他的儿女也必有避难所。So for all the young people, I just want to tell you that a lot of time that maybe that we may react to a situation right away, but maybe the best reaction on the spot is pray to God, and whatever it is to come to ask him for help and for his presence to give you the wisdom to think about the next step to take. So, and I just think that this is a great, I feel like I have to share this testimony because it's so magical that I have to give thanks to God, and then may all the glory be his forever.
So powerful. So we need to pray to see God's face. 我们今天呢，我们所要分享的题目呢，就跟我们今年的主题很有关系。
The message I'm going to share today is related to our goal for this year.
讲到祷告的殿。
It's about the house of prayer.
所以我们今年的主题就是建造祷告的教会。
So our theme is to establish the house of prayer.
也就是我们怎么样在这一年的当中，我们更多的来祷告。
So how do we spend more time in prayers this coming year?
不是只是为教会祷告。
Not only pray for the church.
因为教会是每一个家庭组成的。
Because church is comprised of many families.
所以我们要为每一个家庭来祷告。
So we have to pray for every family.
让我们每个家庭的每一个家人都被建立起来。
So every member of our family can be established as well.
能够真正经历神所应许的丰盛。
To experience the abundance in God.
还有平安。
And then his peace.
所以我们今天选的经文就是我们的这个月的金句。
So the verses that I chose today is our
the verse of the month.
Yeah, the verse of the month.
在五六七
It's Isaiah 56 verse 7.
很好记哦，五六七，五十六章七节，以赛亚书。
Isaiah 56:7.
啊，那我们从一节念到八节，我们懂一下上下文，好不好
？But let's read it from the beginning, from 1 to 7 or 8.
1 to 8. 好，我们一起来。耶和华如此说：你们当守公平，行公义，因我的救恩临近，我的公义将要显现。谨守安息日而不干犯，禁止己守而不作恶，如此行，如此持守的人便为有福。与耶和华联合的外邦人不要说：耶和华必定将我从他民中分别出来。太监也不要说：我是枯树。因为耶和华如此说：那些谨守我的安息日，拣选我所喜悦的事，持守我约的太监，我必使他们在我殿中，在我墙内有纪念，有名号，比我儿女的更美。我必赐他们永远的名，不能减除。还有那些与耶和华联合的外邦人，要侍奉他，要爱耶和华的名，要做他的仆人，就是凡守安息日不干犯又持守他约的人，我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。主耶和华就是招聚以色列被赶散的，说：在这被招聚的人以外，我还要招聚别人归并他们。第七节，我们再念一次好吗？
Let's read seven again.
第七节，我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳。因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们赞美你，主啊，借着先知以赛亚，主，你把你的话不只教导当时代的人，也教导我们今天 在你面前的每一个属你的儿女们。主啊，我们深知道你的心意要万民来祷告，你的心意要让万民在你的面前来向你倾心吐意。但主啊，我们必须承认，许多的时候我们不是祷告太多，我们很多的时候我们有许许多多的其他的事情，就把这个祷告的时间排挤在外面。主，我们今天来到你面前，求主你借着这段经文再次来提醒我们，来帮助我们开我们的眼睛，让我们真看出你的心意如何。主啊，帮助我们，我们把这段时间就仰望在恩主手上，求主你亲自来做王，在我们的心中来向我们说话。奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名，
阿们。
好，我们讲到第七节的时候呢，我们就看到几个部分。
When we look at verse 7, there are several things that we see here.
第一个部分就是讲到说，我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中。
This is says that I will bring them to my holy mountain and give them to my house of prayer.
第二件事情就是讲到说，在我的殿中干嘛呢？是喜乐。
And the second thing is that in the house of prayer there's joy.
所以这样子的话呢，燔祭、平安祭、所有的祭呢，就可以蒙悦纳，因为这是一个祷告的殿。
So therefore, all the burnt offerings and sacrifices were accepted on the altar.
所以第三件事情就是这个殿呢，是一个敬拜为献祭的，就是祷告为祭的一个殿。
So this temple, this house is consecrated as the house of prayer.
所以我们今天就在这三个部分，我们来思想。
So we're going to ponder about these points today.
第一件事情讲到，我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在我祷告我的殿中。
So first thing is that I will take them to my holy mountain and make them in my house of prayer.
当然第七节讲到他们啊，我必领他们，这个他们是指谁呢？
Here it says them. Who are they?
我们如果从上文我们刚才念的，我们就知道大概是两种人。
And if we refer back to the first verses, then we know there are two types of people here.
第一种人是讲到太监。
First is eunuch.
这个太监呢，他是一个非常可以说是非常不完全的人。
A eunuch is a person that's not complete.
其实在内心深处呢，有很深的一种自卑。
And then in their deep inside, they have sense of inferiority.
所以他们的想法，我怎么样可以进到耶和华的殿中呢？
So in their mind, they said, "How do I enter the Lord's temple?"
因为按照律法是不能进去的。
According to the laws, they cannot enter the house of the Lord.
但是这边告诉我说，你不要说我是枯树。
But here it says that you don't say that I'm a dry tree.
因为呢，这是神的一个呼召。
Because this is a calling from the Lord.
即使没有资格，但是神说你有资格。
Even though you're not qualified, but the Lord says you are.
那接下来呢，讲到第二种人。
But here it says a different type of person.
讲到外邦人。
It talks about foreigners.
也是永远不能够进到神面前。
Those people who cannot come before the Lord.
但是神对这些外邦人怎么说呢？
But how did the Lord say to these foreigners?
他说还有那些与耶和华联合的外邦人。
Say these foreigners who are bind to the Lord.
要侍奉他。
They minister to them.
要爱他的名。
And they love their people.
要做他的仆人。
They will become the servant.
也就是神对这两类不可能进到他面前的人。
So God was looking at these two types of people.
他发出一个呼召。
He called them.
他发出一个好像一个带领的一个行动。
He called them to come out.
所以这是神的一个主动呼召召唤，把他们带到神的面前来。
This is the initiative that the Lord takes to call them out of where they are.
出于这一个大君王的一个呼召，这个是一个非同小可的事情。
This is the calling from the King of Kings.
弟兄姐妹，如果你今天想去见，比如说你要去见奥巴马。
Just for instance, if you want to see Obama.
或者你要去见一个小小地方的一个 city 的一个 mayor.
Or if you would like to visit the mayor of a small city even.
你不能就这样冲进去。
You cannot just go inside.
你如果去见奥巴马的话，你一定被挡住。
If you want to say, I would like to see Obama.
有的人强行要进去的话，就被抓起来。
If you insist upon doing so, then you'll be arrested.
那这是现代了。
And this is the modern day.
大家知道在古代的话会怎么样呢？
In the olden time,
我们还记得在以斯帖记有个故事。
I remember in the book of Esther.
当以斯帖想要进到皇宫里面去见国王的时候。
So when Esther wanted to go into the palace to see the king.
他要为以色列人来解救以色列人，他要去见国王。
She wanted to plead to the king to save the Israelites.
但是国王没有招他呀。
But king did not call her.
怎么去见他
？So how does she how is she able to get into the palace?
他就叫所有的人为他祷告三天。
So she asked all the Israelites to pray for her and fast for 3 days.
他说我就违例进去见王吧。
She said I would just go in against his will.
如果死就死吧。
If I have to die, I'll just die.
结果他就进到他的他皇后，她是皇后啊。
She was the queen.
所以他就进到内院里面。
So she just entered the court of the palace.
然后呢，国王就在里面看到她。
And king saw her.
他就把那个金杖呢就伸出来。
She extended the golden rod.
所以以斯帖呢就过去就摸这个杖头。
So Esther touched the golden rod.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
就是你违例，你没有，我没有找你，你就跑来见我，你就跑来找我。
That she went in to see the king without his calling。
这是死罪一条。
This is for death。
但是因为神这个王的一个怜悯。
But because of the compassion of the king。
所以他就伸出金杖，也就是说我赦免你，我喜悦你，你可以跟我讲话。
So he extended the king extended the golden rod and spared her life。
弟兄姐妹，以斯帖是谁呢
？So do we know who Esther is？
是皇后。
She was the queen。
这国王是谁
？Who was the king？
是她的丈夫。
It's her husband。
所以弟兄们，你心里不要不平衡啊。
So don't feel bad, my.
下次你的太太跟你讲话的时候，你要伸出金杖，她就跟你讲话。
So next time when you talk to your wife, you can also extend a golden.
我们还在做帝王梦的时候。
When you still have the dream of an emperor.、Okay.
有时候心里会不平衡。
So when you read this verse, you may not feel a little.Imbalance.
但是你要知道一件事情，就是我们的王比亚哈随鲁比这国王要高的太多了。
But we need to know that the God we know is greater than the king.
所以呢，他是一个创造宇宙万物的神，是所有的全地的主宰。
He created heaven and earth and all the creatures.
他是万王之王。
He is the king of kings.
这样子的一个尊荣的一个大君王呢，居然跟你讲说，你来到我面前。
Such king of kings and told you.To come before me.
所以这位神向我们显现向我们启示的时候他是爱我们照着一个父的形象来爱我们
So, this King of Kings, he loved us as a father loves his child.
他是我们慈爱的一个天父
He is a compassionate father.
所以他喜欢那件事情就跟我们人喜欢的事情是一样
What pleases him is the same like what pleases us.
你看到孩子你喜欢做什么
When you see your child, what do you like to do?
你就喜欢他常常待在家里跟你在一起
So you would like them to stay around you and be with you.
所以我们做父亲的就很渴望跟孩子有很多的这种 interaction.
So like a father, we just crave the interaction with our children.
这对父亲来讲是一种心理的一种满足。
This is a satisfaction for the father.
所以我常常在工作的时候，我一回家要下班，回到家的时候，我就发现心里面就有一种盼望，说：“哎呀，今天谁来迎接我？”
So every
打开门以后
，every time when I go home from work.Then I always anticipate who's going to welcome me at the door.
所以我们都有那种想，就是想要被在一起的那种 fellowship， 就是团契的那种渴望。
So all of us have that that craving for the fellowship with your children, with your loving people.
有的时候我要去外面，比如说去 Home Depot 买点什么东西。
Sometimes when I want to go to Home Depot and get some stuff.
我就对我们家里面，我就对着屋子大叫说：“谁要跟我去 Home Depot 啊？”
So I would just ask and say, "Who is coming with me?"
我就盼望所有的人都要跟我去。
And I was hoping that everyone would come with me.
通常呢，只有一两个。
And but usually just one or two of them would say, "I'll go."
然后呢，那两个呢说：“哎，我们玩其他 game 好。”那两个也都不要去了。
And then they would say, "Okay, let's play this," and they would forget about me.
最后我只好摸摸鼻子自己去。
And then I'll end up just going by myself.
心里面就很惆怅。哎呀，怎么的孩子都不跟我在一起？
And I kind of just feel sad about how come they don't want me anymore.
Home Depot is not fun.
Home Depot 不好玩吗
？Your dad is fun.
你爸爸是很有趣的人、哦。
但是他们不一定这么认为。
But they don't think so.
那我们做父亲就觉得，你可不可以多一点时间跟我在一起呢
？Then I think that can you spend a little bit more time with me?
当我们在过圣诞节、在感恩节的时候
，So when we spend time doing Thanksgiving and Christmas,
我们都知道很多成家出去的孩子们都回到家里面。
We know that a lot of adult children will come back and share time with their families.
我们在一起吃饭。
We eat together.
然后我们在一起，好像谈大家最近发生的事情。
Then we just have a conversation.
啊，那一种家庭的 reunion， 那种团聚的感受，那就是满足人的心。
That sentiment of being together is very satisfying.
为父的心就是这样。
The heart of a father is just like this.
当神照他的形象创造我们的时候，我们是这样，他也是那样。
So when God created Human beings in his image, this is how he created us.
所以他渴望他的孩子们能够到他的面前来。
So he craved for his children to come before him.
跟他谈谈话。
To talk to him.
跟他在一起。
To be with him.
不一定要做什么了不起的事情。
You don't have to do something like, huge.
就是在一起呢，喝个咖啡就很好。
Have a cup of coffee.
所以这是一个神的一个呼召，他愿意。
This is a calling from God.
他摆下他那种威严，创造那种大风大浪的那种威严呢？他用一个慈爱的父来就近我们。
He let down his grandeur of himself, and then he's willing to come to be close to us.
所以这是神的一个第一件事情让我们看见，我们有资格可以来了，而且他愿意我们来。
So this is the first thing that God let us know that we can come before Him.
那我想是还有个另外一个恩典，就是我们不只有资格了，我们呢还有这个意愿，我们还有一个心愿。
So in addition to the qualification, God even gave us the willingness to come before Him.
我们就想到说，在这个世上，不是每一个孩子都想去找爸爸的。
Not every child on this world wants to seek their father.
就像我们的孩子不一定想要跟我去 Home Depot 一样。
Just like my children, they may not want to go with me to Home Depot.
但是很多的时候呢，神就给我们恩典，让我们愿意到他的面前来祷告。
But many times that God will give us grace to want to come before Him.
我们都知道这是一个很忙碌的世界。
We know that this is a very busy world.
大人要忙工作。
Adults have work.
小朋友要忙功课。
And then students have their homework.
我们的时间都占得满满的。
All our time is filled up.
但是我们还愿意把一个时间分别出来给神。
But we're willing to separate a time for God.
来跟他有团契，有交通。
To have fellowship with Him.
甚至我们会我们会来参加祷告，像今天九点半，我们就可以开始祷告。
And some of us are willing to come at 9:30 and to have to be in the prayer meeting.
愿意来这样花代价来亲近他。
The willingness to come before God and to be close to Him.
这也是神的恩典。
This is also the grace from God.
我们还刚才报告的时候，我们在过去的礼拜一有一群的年轻人上到祷告山去了。
In the announcement that we just made, that there's a group of young people that they went to the prayer mountain on Monday.
然后我们到了那个祷告山以后，真的其实是很冷的。
So when we got there, it was really chilly.
大家一大早要到教会来集合。
Everybody got here early.
然后我们开车要开一个小时。
And then it took us an hour to get up to the mountain.
到了那个地方呢，有太阳的地方还勉勉强强。
If it's under the sun, it feels good.
如果你进到那个祷告的屋子里面的时候，那就真冷了。
But when you enter the room that for praying, it's very cold.
我感谢主，我们今年有三十个人跑去了。
I want to thank the Lord that there are 30 of them that went this year.
我记得去年只有十七个。
Last year I remember it was 17.
那已经四年了。
This is the fourth year.
所以这件事情不是简单、容易而且好玩的事情。
This is not just a very simple and then something fun.
开那么远的车子跑到那个地方那么早，然后要冷在那个地方来祷告。
It takes an hour and then.It's at a place which is cold and damp.
为什么呢?
Why do we do that?
因为神有一个感动在我们的心里面。
Because God has touched them and in their heart.
他们在整个旅程当中，只有一件事情是他们真正吸引他们，就是真正肉体上得到满足的。
So throughout the process, there's only one thing that would satisfy.
就是下了山以后，他们可以去吃一顿沙拉的 buffet.
So after they are at the prayer mountain,They would have a salad buffet.
除此以外，都是付出，都是受苦。
And other than that, they were just giving and praying.
所以神吸引我们，愿意这样来亲近他。
So God has attracted us to get close to Him.
不止我们有资格到他面前，而且我们有愿意的心到他面前。
Not only that we can come before me and before Him, and also we have the willingness to come before Him.
这是神召唤的一个恩典。
This is the grace of God's calling.
所以我们看到在前面的部分，我必领他们到我的山上圣山。
So we see the first part that these I will bring to my holy mountain.
在祷告我的殿中。
In the house of my prayer.
第二件事情我们来看，在祷告我的殿中做什么呢？
So the second thing, let's look at this. Like, what do we do in the house of prayer?
在祷告我的殿中喜乐。
And I will give them joy in my house of prayer.
大家都知道祷告呢都很重要。
We all know that prayer is very important.
大家同时也都知道说这是一件都不喜欢做，大家都最不热衷、最不喜欢做的事情。
But this is also something that we don't do all the time.
为什么会是这样呢？
Why is that?
因为呢，祷告常常被认为是一种劬劳，是一种工作。
Because we often think that prayer is a labor.
不感觉到有放。
we don't think that there's much fun in it.
我们去很多的时候，我们去不管是看场电影啊，吃个饭或者逛个街。
So a lot of times that we go to a movie, we go shopping.
随便晃一下，几个小时就过去了。
Just several hours gone, just like that.
然后我们觉得还不错，下次再来一次。
But we will feel good about it. We say, let's do it again.
但是讲到我们祷告呢？
But when we talk about praying,
哎，大家好像肩膀就缩下去了。
Then we feel like everybody is just kind of slouching.
啊，能祷告几分钟不错了。
So after you pray for a few minutes, that's pretty good.
大不了半小时。
Maybe half an hour.
那觉得有人要祷告一小时的话，哇，那是又大又难的事。
But if you have to pray for an hour, that seems like long and hard.
因为祷告是工作。
Because praying is work.
那一小时就是很累的事情。
Then one hour is hard work.
我们很少经历到祷告当中的喜乐。
Because we rarely experience the joy in praying.
我相信那是阻挡我们祷告最重要的一个问题。
I think that's the biggest obstacle for us in praying.
所以在这个地方神说，在祷告我的殿中要喜乐。
So here it says that I will give joy in my house of prayer.
在祷告当中可不可以有喜乐？
So in our praying, can we have joy?
可以的，因为这是神的话。
Yes, because this is from God. This is what He says.
所以我们祷告当中没有喜乐，一定是 something wrong with us. 我们自己大概没有抓到那个 point 那个点。
So if there's no joy in our praying, then there must be something that's not right.
所以我在神面前，我在思想的时候呢，我就想到有几方面呢，我们是可以经历上帝的喜乐，透过祷告。
So I thought about several things that we should be able to experience joy through praying.
第一件事情呢，就是说我们可以燃起，透过祷告，我们可以。被振奋起来，我们的盼望呢，可以重新被点燃起来。
I think in praying that we can ignite the excitement in God and also to renew our hope.
大家都知道，如果有盼望的时候就有兴奋，没有盼望呢就不兴奋。
Because we know that whenever there's hope, there's excitement.
所以在祷告当中呢，神会点燃我们对未来、对事情的一个盼望。
So in praying, God will ignite that hope for future things.
这就是一种喜乐的一种方式。
So this is the way of being joyful.
很多的时候我们在心情很低很低沉。
So many times when we are down,
或者是外面的环境，或者是遇到一些的事情，或者是像刚才小平姐妹分享，我们很紧张的一些事情，就是很 negative 的问题在当中。
And a lot of times when we are in trouble.
那我们呢，常常会要祷告的话呢，就是要勉强自己去祷告，因为那种光景通常都不想祷告。
Because a lot of times we have to force ourselves to pray during that kind of situation because we don't want to pray.
但你会发现，我们如果我常常会发现，如果我们这样子勉强自己去祷告的话，那个结果通常都是被建造起来，被好像被激励起来。
But oftentimes we also found that if we force ourselves to pray, the results is always very positive.
所以我们一开始的时候都是很负面的，但是祷告完之后呢，通常都会觉得就是有了盼望，然后的心就开了。
So oftentimes, so even though we started out praying in a negative mood, but as soon as we are done praying, that we will be established again. We feel the renewed hope.
所以当我们带着重担来到神面前的时候，我们祷告的时候，如果祷告完还有重担的话，
So when we bring our burdens in front of the Lord, and after we pray, we still have the burden.
如果还有重担的话，表示我们的重担没有真正透过祷告交托出去。
So that means that we never entrust God with our own burdens.
所以我们就得不到喜乐啊，因为还在啊。
Then we have no joy because it's still here.
但是如果我们定义就是要祷告，然后把一切的重担交给神的时候，
But if we determine to pray and then just turn over our burden to our Lord.
然后担子不在我们身上，那我们就轻省了。
And so the burden is no longer on our shoulders.
有的时候我们人跟人的关系很紧张，特别是在家庭关系上面的时候。
Sometimes there's tension in the family or between people.
我们也是常常需要来祷告。
We need to pray often.
我跟贝蒂师母，我们有机会常常跟一些夫妻祷告。
Betty and I often spend time and pray with some couples.
啊，常常的问题就是家里面夫妻的问题啊，或者是孩子的问题。
There are many times that there's either the marriage problems or problems from the children.
当我们在神面前祷告的时候，开始的时候呢，都是担子都很沉重。
So when we started praying, usually we feel a lot of burden on our shoulders.
可是我们越祷告，越祷告到后面的时候，我们会发现说，哎呀，好像有盼望了。
But the more we pray, the longer we pray, we feel like the burden starts to get lighter and there's hope.
因为呢，我们的情绪呢也 release 掉在神的上面。
Because our feelings and all the negative sentiments is gone.
有的时候呢，夫妻正在很紧张的时候，我们在，然后我们就说我们来祷告。
So sometimes when there's a strong tension between a husband and wife, we started praying.
祷告完以后，夫妻关系他们两个居然就都软化下来，可以谈了。
And then after praying, a lot of times people can start talking. The
甚至愿意彼此和好。
And they are willing to compromise.
所以我们做了什么事呢？
So what did we do?
我们什么也没有做。
We didn't do anything.
就是帮助大家带家一来祷告。
We just being there helped them to pray together.
在诗篇五十一篇大卫的诗篇里面特别讲到一句话。
In Psalm 51, David says.
他说神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤的痛悔，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
It says that, O God, my sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, my God, will not despise.
所以我们就知道说这是一个很大的一个喜乐的源头，就是我们原来是忧伤的，然后进到神面前 release 掉了。
So the source of our joy is the prayer, and so as we get in with a set heart, but we will come out with a victorious.
所以这是神的应许，来到他的殿要成为一个喜乐的殿。
So this is his promise. When you enter the house of the Lord,
使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。
You will have joy in the house of prayer.
然后呢，第二个方向呢，为什么会有喜乐？
So the second direction is how do we have joy?
很多的时候是因为透过祷告，我们明白了神在我们当中放下的心意。
And then also through prayer, we understand what God's will is upon us.
我们懂得了神为什么让这些环境被兴起来。
And we understand that why God has allowed us to be in a particular situation.
也就是说，透过祷告，我们了解了神的旨意。
And that means that through prayer, we understand His will.
因为知道他的旨意，所以我们就懂得该怎么做。
Because we know His will, we also know what to do.
我想，身为神的儿女啊，这是一个最大的一个特权。
I think being the son and daughter of God, this is our best power.
就是透过祷告，神会把他的心意显明给我们。
Because through prayer, he will reveal his will to us.
所以你要经历神的带领的话，一定要祷告，要读经。
So if you want to experience God's guidance, you have to pray and study the Bible.
而且你要有一个信心，当你在读的时候，是神在跟你讲话，你要 personal 的读。
You have to have this confidence that when you're reading the Bible, he is talking to you.
否则就像看完一本小说一样，你看完也是没有得着。
So otherwise, it'll be like reading a novel that there's nothing at the end of it.
感谢主，当我们在努力就是持守忠心的灵修的时候呢，你常常会经历神跟你讲话。
So as long as we continue in our faithful devotions, that God would often talk to us.
在十年前啊，我们家这个有一次发生了一个事情。
10 years ago, something happened in my household.
就是 Betty, 她有一次呢，她月经过了半个月没有来。
So, Betty skipped her period for a while.
那又有恶心的现象。
And then also, she feels nauseous.
十年前，我们只有三个女儿。
10 years ago, we have three daughters.
那是不是怀孕了呢？
So, was she pregnant?
我就跟神祷告说，主啊，我来寻求你的面。
And at the time, I said, God, I want to seek your face.
我昨天还在翻我的灵修的那个那写的那个 journal， 我就发现呢，我讲了一些话。
And so at the time, I wrote down my devotion journal, and I found it yesterday.
我就说，主啊，在未来的几天灵修里面，求你清楚地向我说话，这是不是怀孕了？
So I asked that in the next few days, Lord, please.Let me know or show me that if she were pregnant or not.
第一天打开诗篇八十四篇，我是照着教会灵修每一天一章，早上就是 faithful 的这样子在读。
So the first day I got Psalms 84.
第三节。
And it's the third verse.
万军之耶和华我的王啊，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝。
It says, even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God.
我说主啊，房屋我懂，窝我也懂，什么叫抱雏啊？
So I understand home and I understand the nest, but what does it mean by having a young?
第一天，第二天。
This is the first day. The second day.
下一章八十五篇。
And the next chapter, which is 85.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
耶和华必将好处赐给我们，我们的地也要多出土产。
The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest.
什么叫好处赐给我们呢？
What does it mean by what is good?
什么叫做产呢？
What does it mean by yield its harvest?
第三天。
The third day.
诗篇八十六篇。
Psalms 86.
第十六节。
It's verse 16.
求你向我转脸，怜恤我，将你的力量赐给仆人，救你卑女的儿子。
Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength in, on behalf of your servant. Save me because I serve you just as my mother did.
卑女我懂，什么叫卑女的儿子啊？
What does it mean by the son of the servant?
我们家只有四个卑女啊，哪来的儿子啊？
So we have four women in the household. Where is the son come from? Where does the son come from?
第四天，诗篇八十七篇，连着四天。
And then the fourth day, Psalm 87.
论到锡安必说，这一个那一个都身在其中，而且至高者必亲自坚立这城。当耶和华记录万民的时候，他要点出这一个身在那里。
And here it says, indeed, of Zion, it will be said, this one and that one were born in her, and the Most High himself will establish her. And the Lord will write in the register of the peoples, this one was born in Zion.
第五节那边讲到说，这一个生，那一个生，都生在这里。
And in verse 5, it says that this one and that one were born in her.
念到这里呢，我就把圣经关起来说 ，I got it.
So I close my Bible and say I understand.
当我们跟神说你跟我讲话，我一定要听到你跟我讲话。
So when we tell God that I really want to hear you,
你紧紧的抓住他的时候，他就真跟你讲话。
When you grab him and say, "Tell me," and he will tell you.
所以呢，不只是这个生，还有那一个生。
He said, "Not just this one and that one."
神把以后要做的事情都讲了，最后又生一个。
God has told me that there will be two.
所以呢，这一个生，那一个生，你知道我们家两个，一个叫 Jason， 一个叫 Nathan。
So we have two. Is that Nathan and Jason?
都这一节有关系哈。
Because it has something to do with the.
我相信是符合神旨意的。
I think this is God's will too.
从八十四节以后，我说 "I got" 了以后呢，八十五节以后再也没有提到孩子的事情了。
So after that, I did not read anything about children.
所以在祷告的当中，神会透过神的话语来告诉我们他的旨意是什么。
So in praying through prayers and also through His words, He would tell us what He wants us to do.
所以祷告不会是一个枯燥的工作，因为神会告诉你很兴奋的事情。
Because praying is not just a very boring labor. He would tell you exciting things.
第三个方向，我们可以经历神的喜乐。
So the third thing that we can experience is joy.
就是在祷告当中呢，我们会经历到那种神同在的那一种甘甜。
Because in praying, through prayers, we can experience His sweet presence with us.
也就是你跟一个你所喜欢的人在一起的那种 fellowship, 这种说不出来的一种满足感。
That satisfaction of feeling is the presence of God.
那我们来到神的面前呢，我不知道你是怎么祷告。我们祷告，我常常听到的就是我们求求求求求，就是讲很多的事情，然后都是要神 work work work， 把神就当作好像一个 slave 在看。
So I don't know how you pray, but I often hear people pray that God, I want this, 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 and that, and make him our slave.
然后就一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
And we keep talking.
那当然讲的就很累。
So we're very tired.
啊，你讲的很累，神听的也很累。
Because you're tired and God is also tired just from listening to you.
因为我们知道祷告的定义，最简单的定义是什么？
So we know what is the most simple definition of praying.
叫做双向沟通。
We have to have mutual communication.
Two-way communications.
我们要双向沟通。
就是有讲。
We have to talk and we have to listen.
所以当我们只有一直在讲的时候，那很累啊。
When you only talk, it's very tiring.
所以呢，如果我们有人说，哎呀，主啊，我们怎么祷告一个小时？
Lord, how do I pray for an hour?
我讲话讲一讲就没有话了。
Because if I keep talking, I run out of things to say.
没有人叫你讲一小时啊。
But nobody asks you to talk for an hour.
如果你跟一个人讲话聊天的时候，是不是他讲一半，你讲一半？
So when you have a conversation with someone else, do you talk half and the other person talk?
所以如果你祷告一小时的话，你祷告半小时就好了。
So if you pray for an hour, you only need to talk for half an hour.
剩下半小时给神一个机会，让他来讲。
Leave the other 30 minutes for God to talk to you.
所以我们在祷告当中，我们就要学习到说，不只是把我们倾心独意，神也要来说话，向我们来说话。
So in prayers, not only we pour our hearts to Him, that He would also tell us what His will is.
所以这是我们在祷告当中一定要学习的，就是。安静聆听等候。
So this is one thing we should learn in praying is to listen quietly.
当你在安静的时候，你整个心就沉下来了。
So in quietness, then your heart was started to.
然后你的灵也开始慢慢敏锐了。
Your spirit was started to be more alert.
在那个当中，神就会把他的心意告诉我们。
Then God would reveal His will to us.
然后你就可以享受那个此时无声胜糟糕。此时无声胜有声的那一种满足感。
So then you will experience that silence is really the most beautiful thing.
然后呢，我们还可以怎么样？就是我们在祷告的时候呢，你可以放一些轻音乐。我每次祷告，我一定会放一些教会的一些圣乐。
So also when you're praying, you can also play some worship songs.
所以我们就浸泡在那种神的一个同在的当中。
And you're immersed in the presence of God.
然后在那个当中呢，你就慢慢的来摸神的心意，摸神的想法。
So in His presence, then you start to understand what His will is, what His heart
is. 感受一下圣灵的那个微小的声音。
To experience the very low voice of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们也可以打开圣经，读一段的经文。
And we can open our Bible and read a paragraph.
看看神有没有什么特殊的启示，特殊的话要跟我讲。
See if there's any revelation from Him.
圣灵常常是透过圣经来跟我们说话。
Holy Spirit often speak to us.
所以圣灵跟圣经是不能分的。
So the Holy Spirit cannot be severed.Separated from His word.
所以我们要祷告，我们读经，我们读经的时候也要用祷告的心来读。
So we have to pray, and then we pray with His words.
所以呢，我们怎么样来在祷告当中经历神的喜乐呢
？So how do we experience joy in praying?
就是说说听听。
So we need to listen and talk.
祷告、读经、说说听听。
Then, pray, study the Bible, and then we listen, we talk.
现在我们在教会呢，秋芬在 organize 我们就是大家连锁的祷告。
So as of now, Chofen is coordinating a chain of prayers for our church.
每一天有一位，至少一位啊，可能不止，至少一位，花一个小时为教会的家庭、为教会的工作、为教会的复兴来祷告。
So at least every day, there's at least one person who will be praying for the church or the families of the church for 1 hour.
其实你只需要祷告半小时。
So you only need to pray for half an hour.
啊，你可以再读经呢，十分钟。
Then you study the Bible for 10 minutes.
你如果是会讲方言的话呢，你再讲点方言。
If you can pray in tongues, then you can pray in tongues.
一个钟头一下就过去了。
Then the hour just goes away like that.
当站起来的时候，你会发现有一种新的一种满足感在里面。
And after that, you will have a renewed joy in your heart.
这是神一个同在的一种灵里面的一种祝福。
This is a blessing of His presence in spirit.
所以我相信，当我们愿意这样做的时候呢，我们的祷告是很丰富的，是充满了喜乐。
So I believe that when we do it in this way, then we will enjoy prayer, and it's very will be abundant blessings.
我们再看到第三方面。
Let's look at the third perspective.
除了祷告是一种召唤以外
，prayer is a calling.
祷告当中又充满了神的喜乐以外
，and it's full of God's joy.
神还要我们用祷告为祭来献给他。
He also asks us to use prayer as a sacrifice and offer to Him.
第七节他讲到说，他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳。
In verse 7 again, it says that their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on my altar.
这句话是接着讲的，意思就是说，当这个殿是一个祷告的殿的时候，你献什么都会被悦纳。
This is the continuance of the previous saying that once this is the house of prayer, whatever you offer to God, He will accept.
如果这个殿不对的话呢，你献什么神都没有用。
So if this is the wrong place to and not a house of prayer, then whatever you give, it will be wrong.
我们还记得有在耶稣基督他最后就是受难周的时候，他进到圣殿里面，看见那些做买卖的人。
We remember before Jesus went on the cross, he went into God's temple.
他就推倒月换银钱人的桌子，然后呢推翻那些卖鸽子人的凳子。
Yeah, he overthrown all those tables, the changers were there, and people who were selling the doves.
他讲了一句很有名的话。
He said something very famous.
也是 quote 这边圣经的话。
It was a quote from the Bible.
他说我的殿必称为祷告的殿。
He said my temple would be the temple of prayers.
你们到时他成为贼窝了。
But you make him a robber.
也就是当时这些人呢，他们来到圣殿里面做什么？他们要来赚钱。
Because at that time, those people went into the temple with the intention to make money.
透过这种买卖，而且他们的这种买卖通常是很不公道的一种交易的买卖。
And those kind of business a lot of times is unethical.
就想赚一些不是太好的钱。
They want to make money that's really not the right way.
所以他们来到这个圣殿不是为了敬拜神，也不是为了祷告。
Those people are not there to worship God, but they're there to do business.
当然，我们今天每一个人来到神的殿的时候，我们不会看到有人卖鸽子或者是换钱什么的。
Nowadays, when you come to church, you don't see people selling doves or exchange money.
可是我们要来自己，我们来反省，当我们来到神面前的时候，是不是有一个做买卖的心态呢
？But whenever we come before Him, we should also reflect that what is our intention.
我们跟我们的神之间是不是存在一种交换的关系
？Are we doing business with Him?
会不会有一个拜偶像的心态啊？你帮我做这个，我就给你镀个金身，盖个大庙。
Is it just like worshiping an idol? Like, okay, if you promise this, then I will make you a gold-plated idol, and then or build you a temple.
还是把这个心态，还是把神放在一个我们的奴仆的位置上。
When we think that way, we're still putting him as a slave to us.
最重要的，来到神的殿中呢，就是一件事情，就是跟神有互动、交流、有团契，这是最重要的事情。
The most important thing when we come before him is to have fellowship with him, to talk to him, and have a mutual communication.
所以这边特别讲到燔祭，也讲到平安祭。
Here we talk about burnt offerings and peace offerings.
我们当然没有时间细谈这两个东西。
We don't have time to talk about this.
但是简单来说，燔祭就是我们全人的献上，没有保留了。
Burnt offering is the offering of the whole person.
表示我们的心。
It's to represent our
平安祭是表示神跟人之间的一个团契的祭。
And the peace offering is thanks. It's like a thanksgiving offering. That's a fellowship between the God and man.
在所有立位祭里面，这五个祭里面，只有这个平安祭是献祭的人可以吃肉的。
The in Leviticus, all the five offerings, only the peace offering is the one that people can eat the meat from it.
有的英文版把它翻成 fellowship offering, 就是团契祭。
And this is sometimes it's translated as fellowship offering.
也就是说，神要人来到他面前做什么，就是跟他有互动，然后来朝见他的面。
So, what does God want people to do when they come before Him is to have fellowship with Him.
能够听听说说，说说听听，跟神在一起。
They can talk to each other and have a conversation.
所以我们就发现说，他这样的一个祭呢，来到面前呢，如果不是心态正确的话，就算这种甘心祭来了，燔祭、平安祭呢，神也不得到满足。
So if the intention is not correct, whatever you offer, burnt offerings or peace offerings, would not be pleasing to God.
因为这两个祭呢，是叫做所谓的甘心祭，就是 free will, 它是可以你自己想做你就可以做，不像那个罪的祭啊，你犯罪一定要献。
These two offerings are free will offerings. It's not like the sin offering or the other type of offering.
所以呢，这个是出于甘心的，出于乐意的。但是神说，就是出于乐意的呢，还是需要。在他的跟他的关系上面做一个中心，做一个主轴。
So this is a free offering, but this free offering is offered to God.
所以我们来看在诗篇五十篇。
Let's look at Psalms 50, chapter 50.
第一节。
Verse 1.
大能者神耶和华已经发言招呼天下，从日出之地到日落之处，看到第五节。
Verse 1, the mighty one, God, the Lord speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to where it sets. And then 5.
说什么？招聚我的圣民到我这里来，就是那些用祭物与我立约的人。
Gather to me this consecrated people who made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
也就是讲到招聚，神的一个邀请来招聚来。
I gather these people.
来与我用祭物来了。
They are here to We have a covenant by sacrifice.
但是神怎么看待这些祭物呢？
But how does God look at these?
我们看到第十节到第十五节。
We look at verses 10 to 15.
第十节。
Verse 10.
因为树林中的百兽是我的，千山上的牲畜也是我的，山中的飞鸟我都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。我岂吃公牛的肉呢？我岂喝山羊的血呢？你们要以感谢为祭献与神，又要向至高者还你的愿，并要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。
So here it says, for every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on the thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects in the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and all that is in it.Do I eat the flesh of bulls and drink the blood of goats? Sacrifice thank offerings to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me.
所以这边特别就讲到感谢为祭献与神。
So here it talks about thanksgivings as offerings.
不只是牛羊的祭，不是那个而已，而是真正要的是感谢的祭。
It's not just the cattle or the goats, but the thanksgiving.
而讲到说要求告，在患难之日要求告，是一个祷告的祭。
So in the day of the trouble, it's an offering of praying.
所以神喜悦的祭，真的就是那个心里面的一个祷告，心里面跟神彼此之间的交通，说说听听的这种关系，这是一个祭。
So what pleases, really pleases God is really coming from your heart and not just what you offer to him.
我想今天神对我们每一个弟兄姐妹都有这个呼召。
So I believe that God has that calling for everyone here.
我们有资格。
We have the qualification.
神召我们了。
Because God has called every one of us.
所以给我们一个心，求神给我们愿意的心。
And God has given us a willingness.
让我们在祷告当中能够经历他的喜乐。
And to experience his joy in praying.
明白他的心意。
To know his will.
而且享受同在的那种甘甜。
And to enjoy his presence.
而且真知道我们所献上的是神最喜悦的一种祭。
And knowing that whatever we giving is most pleasing to him.
我们如此行的时候，这个殿被建造起来，就是一个祷告的殿。
So in doing so, this house will be established. It will be a house of prayer.
不管我们是在教会祷告，不管我们是在家里面祷告，甚至在外面任何地方祷告。
Doesn't matter if you pray it here or at home or anywhere else.
我们都是在筑一个坛，献祭的坛。
So we're all building an altar. It's an altar of prayer.
都在建立一个祷告的殿。
We're building a house of prayer.
求神来帮助我们每一个。弟兄姐妹，我们大家一起来追求成为一个祷告的人。
May God help every one of us to become a person of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的圣天父，谢谢你借着这些的经文，让我们真看见你的心意。主啊，你希望我们更深的来与你连结，希望我们更深的跟你说说听听，听听说说，在你的面前来倾心吐意，好像真的是密友一般。主啊，你恩待我们。给我们一个愿意的心，很多的时候我们很累，很多的时候我们挤不出时间，很多的时候我们被其他的事情压着，我们喘不过气来。但主啊，你给我们一个心里面的那种刚强，还有心里面的那一种愿意的心，我们就定义就是要来祷告。主，当我们如此做的时候，按着你自己的应许，你也让我们的心就开了，让我们的灵就舒畅了。主啊，你的同在就让我们被喜乐所充满。求主你将这个恩典做在我们每一位弟兄姐妹身上，要建造我们成为一个祷告的人，好叫我们的家也成为一个祷告的家，教会也成为祷告的教会。是的，主，愿你的旨意在我们每一个人身上得以成全。奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿们。我们唱首诗歌。每一次我祷告。